Blog Talk Radio.
Lift your worship.
I wanna be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where you are.
Woo.
I wanna be.
just to see you,
just to see you,
to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are.
Yes, Lord.
Joy is where you are.
Hallelujah.
And love is who you are. Woo! Wanna be where
Hallelujah.
You are. Somebody make that your prayer.
Now. Hallelujah.
Gotta be where you are.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The words of the song say, for your glory, hallelujah, I will do anything, hallelujah, Lord, just to see you, just to behold you as my King, hallelujah, Lord. The words say, I got to be where you are, hallelujah, tonight. But I came here to tell you, wherever you are, hallelujah, that's where he is, praise God, hallelujah, because he said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Hallelujah. He is with you right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord on this evening. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on today. Hallelujah. This is the Comedic Jewish. Amen, Sister Kathleen. Come on in. Come on in. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on this evening, on this afternoon, or on tonight, depending on where you are and what time zone you in. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody in to the Comedic Jewish Fellowship featuring the Apostle. Hallelujah. Amen. Eldon Curry. Amen. Praise God from Long Beach, California. I am your host, Elder Andre Fivos. It is truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. Excuse me, a blessing. Amen. To breathe in the presence of the living God on tonight. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you all tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit fall fresh on us tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you in advance, for we know, hallelujah, you are about to drop some revelation knowledge on us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. Hallelujah. Touch every single person that's on their way right now. Hallelujah. Lord, anoint them, hallelujah, to make it to the line. Hallelujah. We rebuke the spirit of distraction on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. And we open up our ears so that we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Praise God because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I heard somebody say it like this. Today may be my worst day. Hallelujah. But do you know, amen, my worst day is somebody else's best day? Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to thank God for what I got. Hallelujah. Because if somebody else wished, hallelujah, they was me on my worst day. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. On your worst day, somebody wished they was you. Why? Because you got the peace of God in your life. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. So no matter what's going on in your life, hallelujah, you can give God the glory. No matter what's going on with your children's life, you can give God the praise. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on at that job, you can still magnify God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're talking about, amen, peace of mind. Hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. So on your worst day, hallelujah, praise God. It's somebody's best day. Hallelujah. Not only that, it may be their best day, but they're going crazy on that day. Lord, they're losing their mind on that day. Hallelujah. Praise God. They investments to win. Now they jumping out of windows and blowing their head out. Hallelujah. Praise God. But on your worst day, you got the Spirit of the Lord with you. Hallelujah. Saying that if I persevere to the end, hallelujah, if I endure to the end, hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't got to be the swiftest. Hallelujah. I ain't got to be the fastest, and I ain't got to be the strongest. All I got to do is endure to the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for everybody who's called in, everybody who's tuned in on tonight, the Committee Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah. With Apostle Elton Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are on night 6 of the revival of the year. Hallelujah. Praise God. Night number 6 of the revival. Hallelujah. Of the year. It is time. Hallelujah. To wake up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those of you just joining us tonight for the revival, hallelujah, we on our second dose for the day. Hallelujah. Because we already got a dose this morning. Praise God. The man of God came this morning and told us it's in our mouth. Hallelujah. He said it's in our mouth. Anything you want is in your mouth. All you got to do is speak it. Hallelujah. Into existence. God created the whole earth. Hallelujah. And everything in it. Hallelujah, and he did it with his mouth. Hallelujah.
Jackie from Long Beach.
Regina.
Amen.
From Long Beach.
Amen. Long Beach. Amen. Come on in, family. Come on in. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the revival of the year. We was just talking about how the man of God this morning blessed us and told us that it's in our mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God that we got to make that confession. Hallelujah, that it's in our mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody ought to give God some praise for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. We always say that when the blessings go up, hallelujah, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Well, we need to give God some praise so he can let loose some of those blessings. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to start speaking some good things over our life. Quit saying how that headache is killing you. Quit saying how that child ain't going to never get no better. Quit saying how that spouse going to forever be like that is. Quit saying that family member ain't going to never get saved. It's in your mouth. Life and death. Quit speaking death over your life and start speaking life into your life. Hallelujah. And watch some things turn around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The Word of God says it like this.
Out of Long Beach, California. Praise the Lord. Faith out of
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The man of God is on the line. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We were just talking about that dynamic word this morning. It's in your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise
God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better watch what you say out there because it's in your mouth. Hallelujah. Your blessing is in your mouth and your curse is in your mouth. So you better watch what comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said it's not what goes into your body that's going to defile you. Hallelujah. It's the words that are going to come out. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. As long as you keep speaking, hey, I'm broke. I'm broke. I'm broke. Guess what? You're going to stay broke. Hallelujah. As long as you stay up sick, and you're going to stay sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why God said, that's why Jesus said, we try to get so deep with it and so real, you know, hyper-spiritual with it. But he said, let the poor say I am rich. Hallelujah. Let the sick say I am weak. Hallelujah. He said you got to speak that thing into existence. Hallelujah. As long as you keep talking broke, you're going to stay broke. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you begin to speak right.
My God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for that word on this morning. We want to go to the throne of grace at this time with testimonies and prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to read Psalms 100 real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. And it comes out of the old King James. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing, the doing, hallelujah, amen, and the reading of his high and his holy word, praise God. Amen on today. I want to just real quick, verse 2 says, we have to serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. Serve the Lord with gladness. You ever had somebody serve you something?
Wow.
Hallelujah, amen, and they hand you your plate, they just threw it on the table. Hallelujah, praise God. They just dropped your soda down on the table and it spilled all over everywhere. Your gravy all in your master. Lord, Hammer, they done messed it up because of the way they served you. They wasn't happy to do. Hallelujah, praise God. God don't want you serving him if you ain't happy to do. Lord, have mercy. Praise God, amen. Don't nobody want no disgruntled employees. Okay, y'all don't hear me today. Hallelujah, praise God. But when we come before the Lord, the King, hallelujah, praise God. David said we need to serve him with gladness. Praise God. Don't be on the usher board being all irritable to people when they come through the door and then talking about you doing the work of the Lord. That ain't the Lord's work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be out there talking about you helping people. Amen. But you really don't want to do it. Hallelujah. I'm doing God's work, but you really don't want to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. God said, if you don't want to do it, you ain't got to. I gave you free will. Don't do nothing you don't want to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Obedience may be better than sacrifice, but I don't want no cold kiss. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you serve the Lord, hallelujah, you got to be happy to be serving the Lord in the capacity that you're serving him. Whether it's in the church, whether it's at work, whether it's in the streets, whether it's at your house, when you serve the Lord, you have got to be glad to serve him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the same when you come before the throne of grace, you got to be glad, hallelujah, to be in the presence, just to be in his presence you should be at. Hallelujah. Before he even pull out his wallet and open it up, you ought to be happy. He just lets you in the room. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You ought to be honest. Hallelujah. Just to be in the presence of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just to get a touch. The woman with the issue of blood, she didn't want to hang out with Jesus all day. She didn't want to talk with him all day. She didn't want to follow him around all day. She said, if I could just touch, if I could just get close enough to, Lord, have mercy. And you ought to be thankful that you're just close enough to God. Hallelujah. And if you just reach out and touch, my God. Hallelujah. The hem of his garment. You will watch the things begin to manifest in your life. Doors begin to open up in your life that no man can close. Doors begin to close that no man can open. Hallelujah. Simply because you are in his presence. Hallelujah. All you got to do is reach out and touch. Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Yes.
So if we have a testimony, hallelujah, if you have a prayer request on tonight, come on in, sister, come on in. If you have a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, the line is open at this time. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My name is Yolanda Dixon, and I want to pray for my family and friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, and we will put that on the
thank
throne
you,
of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another prayer request or a testimony on today? Praise God.
I have a prayer request.
Amen. Go right ahead.
My brother-in-law, Raymond Williams, he have back cancer real bad, and he can't walk. My other cousin's family that just lost him this morning, pray for his family. And my sister that's going through with her kidney, I need prayers for my other first cousin wife that just put my cousin in the grave this morning to strengthen her while she's going through. She's been married 47 years, and she's going home to be with the Lord. And she needs strength right now. And pray for me that the Lord will give me wisdom what to do and understanding. And pray for Miss Ursula's cousin, the one who has cancer real bad. So I got a lot on my plate. But I know God is there. And pray for my son. That's out there doing bad stuff right now. You know?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Woman of God, praise God. Hallelujah. We, amen. Going to put those prayers on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a praise God. Man of God, hallelujah. Apostle Curry, amen. We have two prayer requests on the throne of grace right now. Would you put these two women of God on the altar for us at this time? Praise God.
Yes, yes. Yes, Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord God. Father, I just lift your daughters up right now to you right now, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we edible. God, we praise you right now. Your word declares, oh God, that you are the God of all comfort. Father, I ask you right now, Lord, that you would strengthen your daughters right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you, God. Hallelujah. Sometimes,
yes,
Lord, we just need you, God, to help us to accept, God, your will concerning our life, God. And, Father, you said in your word to cast all our cares upon you, for you cared for us.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, thank you that you are that strong tower, Lord God. That you are that very present help in the time of trouble. God, thank you that when we can't run to nobody else, God, we can run to you. So, Father, I just ask you right now that you would wrap your arms, God, around them right now and let them feel your love and strength right now, God. And let them know that you are yet with them, God, and that they're going to be all right. They're going to make it, Abba Sandum. To thank you, Father, when it gets too hard for us, it's just right for you, God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your protection. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your strength, God. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God. Pray for every family, every household right now, God. Hallelujah. Cover them with the blood of Boko, Yatada de Boko, Dadabasa. Cover them with your blood, oh God. Rabba Siki, Tororobo Sunday. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies? Go ahead, man of God.
I said, what was in my spirit, what the Holy Spirit was giving me for them is this, to wrap yourself up in Psalms 46. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any other testimonies or any other prayer requests on the line at this time? Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
we have
Mother Delaney. Hallelujah. Mother Alberta.
Bless you, Mother. Bless
you. Hey, Mother Alberta. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Hey,
I said, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I want to thank God for the song that's been very deep in my heart. It's called I Thirst for You. I'm going to sing a little bit of it. It's I Thirst for You. I search for you, Jesus, in a dry and barren land. I'm reaching for your hand to guide me to a place where you, Jesus, will cleanse me with your rain. Baptize me once again. I thirst for you. That's why I'm at with the Lord. I'm thirsting for him and all of his word. I thank and praise God for being on the line tonight with the pastors, with Pastor Corey out of Long Beach, and with Apostle, I don't want to get it wrong, with Pastor Andrew from out of Texas. I thank God for being on the line with you all and everyone else, because I'm thirsting for the word of God. I'm thirsting. And I just thank and praise him for what he's doing in my life. I thank and praise him for saving my children in advance, loved ones, family, and friends. You know, God brought the man of God to this land for a reason, so he would go nationwide, and he's going nationwide. I just thank and praise God. Thank and praise God for the man of God that's carrying on this revival for us. I thank God because we all need reviving again. I thank and praise God for you all. Keep me and my family, loved ones, friends, and my neighbors up in your prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah for that testimony.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. God truly is good. God truly is working in this seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. God really is working in this season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that the harvest is plentiful. Hallelujah. But the laborers are few. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's just looking for some people to do the work. That's all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The harvest is just plenty of work.
Hallelujah.
He's just looking for some people to do it. For some men and women of God to step up and say, Lord, I'll do. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Mother Alberta. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything God is doing in her life. Amen. Do we have any other testimonies on today? Any other prayer requests on today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
God for the preachers.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. My brother, we thank God for you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is that brother Bobby? Praise God. Brother Brian.
Thank God for Pastor Corey.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Bless you, my dear brother.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on today, my brother. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests? Praise God. We have a prayer request for Pastor Tina Steele out on Facebook. Amen. Praise God. Out there in Covert, Georgia. Hallelujah. She's having surgery on June 1st. Hallelujah. We're going to put that on the throne of grace, Sister Tina. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more prayer requests or testimonies on today? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Dr.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Day of revival. I'm thanking God for this revival and just being a part of it is a blessing for me as well. So thank you guys again. Let the Lord use your power. Amen. Definitely be doing that. Amen. Thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Blessings, blessings to you, woman of God.
Man. Hey, man, do we have any other testimonies on this afternoon or this tonight, wherever you're at? Depending on where you're at. Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Mm.
Well,
just like about 3 seconds, amen. I can feel something really awesome in the atmosphere that's getting ready to happen. If we can thank God just 3 seconds of praise.
Hallelujah.
For what he's about to do right now, because somebody, God getting ready to bust you out at the seams with blessings. Hallelujah. Your cup is about to run over. Hallelujah. Call that on my video, Sunday. Bring us in my cup. Run is over. Somebody's cup is about to go into overflow. If you just give God, I don't know, call that on my video, Shondo. If you just give God some praise out of your mouth right now,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you. I can just see it in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The table is bread, God is saying. Hallelujah. He said, the table is bread. He said, the table is bread. And I'm pouring it in your cup. And the overflow is about to hit your life. Somebody give God a prayer.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
God said, don't worry about your enemy. They get ready to eat at your table. The table is spread. Says to God, and the feast of the Lord is going on. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody next in line for a miracle. Hallelujah. You're next in line. Baba Boko Yadaba Sando. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why you feel the presence of God in your mouth right now. That's why your mouth full of praise, because God is saying the blessing in you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I hear for somebody, the Lord is saying, stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to get in there and say, well, you know, God said, no. He said, just know that I am, that I am, that I am.
Hallelujah.
He said, I've already done it for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Hallelujah! He said, but I'm going to give you a glimpse. He said, but I'm going to let you see, hallelujah, what I've already done for you, said the Lord of hosts. Come on, give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God, back in your hands, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah on the day. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to break through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the touch of your spirit right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you've already made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you've already opened the door. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've already Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you today. Praise God. We magnify you today. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch him from the crown of his head, Lord, to the sole of his feet. Lord, his lips of clay on today, Lord, to speak nothing but your word. Hallelujah, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for increase in his life. Hallelujah, Lord. If it be thy will. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. 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 He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, hallelujah, I will draw all of me. See, you can't come up until Jesus come up. Lord, have mercy. See, you got to lift him up in order for him to lift you up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you keep wanting God to lift you up. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God say, if you lift me up, oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'll lift you up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
My Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we on night number six. Hallelujah, of the revival of the year. Hallelujah, it is time to wake up. That's the title of the revival. But guess what? We woke up. Hallelujah, praise God. And we on night number six. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And we gonna come to have a blessed time in the Lord once again. Hallelujah, praise God. We have come to magnify his name once again. Hallelujah. We have come to hear his word. Hallelujah. Once again, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God, amen, for the man of God getting ready to bring forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. He is the leader of the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord put it on his heart to have this revival. Hallelujah. Now the Lord is saying, don't stop till I tell you to stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it is my pleasure to introduce the son. Hallelujah. And present to others the man of God. Hallelujah. The holy apostle out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Apostle Eldon Perry. Hallelujah. Man of God, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Give the Lord a hand praise for the man of God on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and lift him up. Come on and give God a praise, everybody. Come on, open up your mouth and give God the praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is good, beloved. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. How many of you got a praise in your spirit?
Glory, glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
How many of you got joy in your soul right now?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You need to give back to him.
Amen.
Daddy needs to hear how much we love him. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord said, how many of you is not ashamed? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you are in the name? Hallelujah. Of his name. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. How many of you are just born and say, I'm not ashamed of my praise and worship. I will bring the Lord and the Son the double second to double
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, God. How many know that the word says we'd be ashamed of him? That he'd be ashamed of us up there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Like when we said neighbor.
Neighbor.
Ain't no shame.
Ain't no
shame. In my game. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I came to give him the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. It's in your mouth.
Yes, Lord.
Now, let me tell you something. Everything we need is in his mouth. Because the Bible says we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out the mouth of God. But God said, I put something in your mouth too. Hallelujah. That's why David said, his praises. Come on, here, somebody.
Yes, God.
Amen.
How many of you know that the praises you got don't belong to you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It don't belong to us. We got to give God back. What is due to him? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. David said, his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah. God has said, I'm giving you the praise so you can give it back to me. Come on, get somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God glory right quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to talk about some things tonight, beloved. Amen. This morning, amen, we was on one, amen, concerning it's in your mouth. We was in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Amen. And God was showing us how, in verse 15, he says, how he has set before us life and prosperity, death and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a choice on what we can have. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
It's like a test. And God is saying, I want you to pass so bad, I'm going to give you the answer. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If you don't pass this test, it ain't nobody's fault but your own, because I'm giving you the answer.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what teacher doing a test will give you the answer to the test.
Amen.
Thank God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, in verse 16 of Deuteronomy chapter 30, we're in Deuteronomy chapter 30, but we're going to cover some stuff tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. I don't know how we're going to be by the time the Holy Ghost get through with us. But, Father, we thank you for your word. Let's go into a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, let every word that is spoken be all of you, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for your anointing that destroys the yoke. We give you praise. You said you sent your word and you healed us. You said that the entrance of your word gives light to us. Father, we thank you that you said your word will not return unto you void, but accomplish that which you stand out to do. We thank you that you said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of your word will fail. We thank you for your word. You said in the beginning was your word, and the word was with you, and the word is you, and the word will always be you. We give you praise, God, hallelujah, for your word. And we thank you, God, that when all else fails, that we can stand on your word.
Yes, Lord.
We give
Amen.
You praise tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
One word would change our circumstance. The centurion said, Lord, my roof is not even worthy for you to come under, but if you just speak the word about Sando, they will call you out about Sando.
Yes, Lord.
Father, just speak the word tonight. Hallelujah! And we will listen and obey. We give you praise tonight, Father. And we give you glory, thinking that the enemy's weapons are already disarmed and dismantled. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we crush him and we walk on his head in victory. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We give you praise, God, that he is a defeated foe, that you are exalted, O God, and let the enemy, be defeated, O God. We thank you. And we give you praise. In your mighty name tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody shout with a shout of victory tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Now, God says to us in verse 15 of Deuteronomy chapter 30, he says, I've set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. Now, where did the word of God said it at? He said it in our mouth. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why we got to be careful what come out of our mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
If God is not in your mouth, then it means the devil is trying to get in your mouth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Every time we speak a negative word, the enemy is listening.
Yes.
And the only way that he can have any kind of power or authority over a blood-washed child of God, hear me, saint. Only way is that we allow him. Oh, listen real good to this child of God. This is going to bless you. That we allow him to use our mouth against us.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way he can do that is when we don't say what the words say about us. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you about a thought. A thought does not come a reality until you speak it.
Uh-oh, come on.
Please stay with me, child of God. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. Oh, we going somewhere tonight. See, a thought does not become a reality until you speak it. When you speak it, it comes out of the supernatural into the natural.
Mm.
Amen.
Why do you think Yahshua said, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Hallelujah. What shall we drink? Why? Because that's speaking negativity into the atmosphere.
Amen.
You know how you cast a thought down? When you hear the devil talking in your head, you speak the word. And you cancel that thought. See, when you got to speak to your mouth, you speak the word out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go cold. Y'all not about Sunday. See, that's how the Bible says, casting down imagination.
Casting down.
See, you cast down an imagination, which the root word for that is an image. See, the image comes from the thought. But God says, you have power over the thought. Through my word, when you speak my word out of your mouth, it illuminates the thought. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes. All right.
casting down imagination in every high thing that we're trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So the knowledge of God is able to cast down every thought, but it can only do it when we speak it. Come on here, somebody. You speak the thought you hear. Speak the word of God that you hear. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when you do that, it kills the thought of the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
Did everybody catch that?
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God says, I've set before you life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today, verse 16, to love the Lord your God. So that's the command.
Mm-hmm.
He commanded us to love him.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But then look what he said next. He said to walk in obedience to him and to keep his commandments. That word keep means to guard. Hallelujah. Guard his commandments. Why? You only got to guard them when you got a thief around. Hallelujah. See, you ain't got a guard there where there's no thief. Or where there's someone who don't, where there's someone who is stealing. See, you only guard when you got to worry about somebody stealing what you got. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that the enemy is a thief? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See, we need to watch our things more closely because the enemy been stealing for a long time.
Amen.
And we can't forget what the word of God say about him. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. I don't care what kind of image he put on, the ultimate thing that he come to do is to steal, kill, and thank you, Holy Ghost. How many know that when a thief come, the first thing he do is he check out to see what you got? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And then we got to be more careful about who we allow to be around in our circle. Glory to God. Because people check out. What you checking out for? Glory to God. What you trying to see? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because
Amen.
The nature of him is not going to change. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that a thief by any other name is still a thief? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the way that you stop a thief, glory to God, is you don't let him get close enough to steal nothing. Hallelujah! That's why the Bible says, give no place to the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
All right.
He says, I command you to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commandments, decrees, and laws. Then
Amen.
You will live and increase.
Yes, God.
Live and increase. How many know that the biggest thing that the enemy used against us is fear?
Yes.
Amen.
Job said the thing that I have feared the most has come what? Upon me. Come on here, somebody. Let me share something with you, beloved. The man Job spoke that is when the enemy began working.
God works.
Oh, God, hear me, child of God. The minute Job spoke it, he started working.
Yes. It worked.
That's why God is saying, the more we speak the word, the more he can work for us. Come on here, somebody. That's why he says, the victory
Amen.
Is in our mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I want us right now, child of God, I want you right now to get some words out of your spirit. We're plucking them out tonight, glory to God.
Yes, God.
First of all, the first thing I want us to pluck out of our spirit tonight is I ain't never got no money. Can't never keep no
Come
money.
On, preacher.
Come on.
Instead of saying, I can't never keep the money, Lord, I thank you. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
For supplying all of my need according to your riches and glory.
Yes,
thank you, Father. You said that you are my shepherd. I shall not want for anything. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are my provider, Lord God. You said that you've never seen the righteous forsaken on his seed begging for bread. So he said, if I sow bountifully, I will reap bountifully. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you another little secret, child of God. Don't you know that our finances can hear what we say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your bank account is hearing what you say.
Yes.
Your wallet is hearing what you say.
Yes.
Oh, stay with me tonight, child of God. We need to praise God for our finances. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many know that God don't just want us to be saved? He want our finances to be saved. Hallelujah. Oh, cool. Y'all are my son, though. But we got to decree the word over our finances.
Yes.
Why do you think the word of God said, and all these things shall be added? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm losing in mind over things, and God is saying, whatever thing you need, I got it. Come on, have that double cool down our box front door. People chasing things, and God is saying, if you were chasing me like you chasing things, then things will never leave you. Things will keep coming to you. Why? Because things obey me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Beloved, if you just get our priority right, but seek ye first what? The kingdom. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
If we seek the kingdom, that word seek in the Greek actually means to chase after.
Uh-huh.
But chase after first the kingdom. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. And his right standing. So God says that we prioritize and put our priorities right. God says everything is going to fall. It's going to fall in the line. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about what Elder said the other night. You have people that are talking about I'm a self-made. Watch any time somebody starts saying self. Self means that God ain't in it. Y'all never been quoted.
Hallelujah.
And how many know when something is self without God, it don't last long? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I hear your Holy Ghost. I don't want to be self-made. I want to be God-made. I don't know cool talk about that. No, hallelujah. Because when you're God-made, hallelujah, you can't make devil in hell take it from you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh, I wish somebody would praise God and get happy right there. So when you God made, I'm in the image to do about it. Because the mind don't change. Hallelujah. The mind don't change. I don't know the code that I'm about to do. Hallelujah. Why? Because God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and what? Forevermore. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Just speak blessings over them. Hallelujah. The Bible says everything we have will be what? Blessed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Especially if you're looking for an increase. If you're looking for God to multiply. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Especially if you're looking for God to multiply. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
How many know all ground ain't good ground? Come on here.
Amen.
You want to show where obedience is going on. Come on here, somebody. Because where obedience is going on, that's where the blessing of the Lord is. Come on, somebody. Come on, give God a praise.
Yes, sir.
Because that's how we show we love him, through obedience. We can talk it, but God says it's not an actual action until you can obey. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Otherwise.
Thank you, Lord. Come on and give God a shout.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Glory, hallelujah.
I want to go in right quickly. Oh, this is so good right here. Go with me to Exodus 3:12.
What did you say, Bishop?
Exodus. Chapter 3. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm thanking God in my spirit right now because when Moses was talking to God and Moses was asking God to go with him, what did God say to Moses? He said, I will be with your mouth.
Yes, he did.
I am.
That's how Moses knew that God was with him.
Yes.
Because God backed up every word that came out of his mouth.
Yes.
Lord.
And God is saying, realize, children, that I am with your mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you know that God ain't with everybody's mouth? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And God says, when I'm not with the person's mouth, you ain't got to fear them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Why? Because ain't nothing going to happen if God ain't with your mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
If you know God is with your mouth, come on, give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I need somebody to read me Exodus 3:12 out of the Old King James.
Hey, amen. You said Exodus 3:12?
Yes, Elder. Hallelujah.
Amen. Exodus chapter 3, verse 12 out of the Old King James reads, and he said, certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Keep going.
Yes, man of God.
And God said unto, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall the children, thus thou say unto the children of Israel, I have sent me unto you.
Stop, Elder. Listen, everything now is about sin. Remember how the blind man got healed? Amen. The Lord sent him.
Hallelujah.
And then the Lord came along because he was sent to heal the blind man. And then he sent him to a pool called Siloam that means what? Sent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What are you saying, Apostle? God is saying your mouth has the authority to send you what you need if you activate it, if you talk it, if you release it. God says, send. Hallelujah. We got to speak the word in order to be able to send that word out. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
How many letters the world can't go till you send it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's in your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, thank you, Holy Ghost. God said, I put a word in your mouth. And can't nobody send it but you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word is noisy. What word has God put in your mouth that you need to send, because God said, once you speak it, it ain't going to return, boy. Hallelujah. But you got to send it, though. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes,
he
Lord.
Said the word is nigh in your mouth and in your heart. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to share with you the secret, the victory right now.
Come on, Apostle.
Listen, when your heart and your mouth come together in agreement, that's victory. Y'all catching what the Holy Ghost is saying. He said, when your mouth and heart can agree, spell victory. Because out of the abundance of the heart, doeth the mouth speaking. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
Yes,
so if you want the word to stay in your mouth, the more you speak it out your mouth, the more it get in your heart. And the more it get in your heart, the more it'll come out your mouth. And the more it come out your mouth, the more it'll get in your heart. The more it get in your heart, the more it'll come out your I don't know if anybody decoded it yet. The more it'll come out of your mouth, and then you end up having an abundance of that word. Why? Because it first started in your heart.
Warm and powerful.
That's why confession is so powerful. That's why the enemy tries to get us not to speak it. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
And
he wants you to say everything but the word. Glory to God. He'll put on any kind of song, anything. Hallelujah. I don't want you to say nothing about that word. Glory to God. I turn the TV on. I sit a friend. I do anything to distract you, but I don't want you to speak that word.
Yes. Come on, Father.
Because I can't handle it when you speak that word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to share with you right quickly, child of God. We're going to go into at least about three of them right quick. And we'll cover the rest of them on Monday night. Seven weapons of God that we launch by speaking words out of our mouth. Seven weapons of God that are released by speaking the words out of our mouth. Are you ready?
Yes.
The first one is the word of God. How many know that the word of God is a weapon?
Yes.
And it can only be a weapon when we speak it. Come on here, somebody. But we got to speak it with authority and power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew 4. This is how y'all chew a pass this test. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Is everybody in Matthew 4?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads. It says, beginning with verse 1, it says, and then Yahshua was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The Spirit led him into the wilderness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he had to take a test. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
Amen.
And the test was, what would his mouth say concerning his situation? Because how he defeated the enemy was with his mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
And then it says in verse 2, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. How many know when you ain't later in 40 days, amen, hallelujah, your flesh will be talking to you like crazy, glory to God, hallelujah. After 40 days, his hungry probably was hungry. After 40 days, hallelujah.
He said his hunger was hungry.
Amen.
He had nothing in 30 days plus 10. Amen. Hallelujah. He ready for something to eat, glory to God. But he had received orders not to touch nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
But here come the enemy. See, the enemy always come when he thinks we at our weakest. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And so he tried the same thing with the Messiah. Verse 3, he said the tempter came. Notice, he's not referred to as the devil now. He's referred to as what? The tempter.
Tempter.
Amen.
See, we got to watch his tricks.
Mm-hmm.
See, the tempter come to give you things that you don't need and that you don't want and that God don't want you to have. Hallelujah! Who's speaking to God? Y'all didn't catch that. Who caught that just now? The tempter come to give you things you don't need, that he don't want you to have, and that you really shouldn't be messing with. See, that's a tempter job. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me tempt you with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's where he could go.
The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, the word if in the Greek, child of God, I'm going to throw this in here. That word if in the Greek means since. So he said, since you be the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
How many know that if Jesus had spoke to the stones, they would have became bread? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it wasn't in him to disobey his father. Hallelujah. But listen to what Yahshua told him. In verse 4, it says, Jesus answered, it is written. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Would I tell you, fellowship? I said, we got to stop having long, drawn-out conversation with the enemy.
That's right.
Come on,
amen.
The only thing you should be telling the devil is what is written. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. If you go have a conversation with the enemy, let him know it is written. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why the enemy try to keep us out the book, hallelujah, because he don't want us to know what's written. Come on here, somebody. If I don't read it study, I won't know what's written. But if I stay in the book, hallelujah, then the book going to talk back to me. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And he says, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But on every word good that comes from the mouth of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He didn't say that we don't need bread. He said man cannot live what? By bread alone. Come on here, somebody.
God,
he was telling him, that's not my only avenue of living. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Some people don't eat to live. They live to eat. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Peace, Holy Ghost. See, when you ain't got control of your appetite, then you living to eat. Come on here, somebody. And then the enemy going to get you caught up.
Amen.
You going to eat some stuff that God don't want you to.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got to have control over our appetite. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord,
as hungry as Joshua was, he said, I'm not going to break my fast. Hot top, hot top, double stop. To prove nothing to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Because
if he had a broke his fast, he would have played into the enemy's hand. Come on here, somebody. If some folks want you to do stuff to prove to them who you are.
Yeah.
But if I got to prove who I am to you, glory to God, I'm going to let you say whatever you want to say. But at the end of the day, I'm going to obey God over the Son, though. Because I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody but him. Come on,
come on,
somebody.
Father.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Don't let false put you in a position that you don't want to be in. Oh, if you really a man of God. Whether you think I am or not, I should have to prove it to you. If God is validating me, and God is my witness, what other witness do I need? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah,
come on.
God.
You're
a woman of God. Hallelujah. Whether you think I am or not, glory to God, I am who God say I am. Somebody need to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ah, yeah,
yeah,
thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank don't you. Let the enemy trip you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be tricked by the tempter. Come on here, somebody. Say that word on your victory is in your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 But enemy said, well, I can't get him to break his fast. Hallelujah. Let me try something else on him. Hallelujah. He won't turn these bread, these stones into bread. Hallelujah. Then verse 5 says, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him to stand on the highest point of the temple. Now he's going to show him to where he took him to the highest point. And in verse 6 he says, if you are the Son of God. Come on. See, all this is about identity. See, Yeshua knew who he was, so he couldn't shake him on that.
Come on.
That's right.
See, if he didn't know who he was, it'd be different, but he knew who he was.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
And nowadays, you got to be assured within yourself of who you are. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because if people see that you're not sure about who you are in God, they'll try to shake you. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Prove it to me. Why I got to prove anything to you? Come on here, somebody.
Come on,
if I ain't telling you who I am, you ain't going to believe me if I tell you.
Come on,
God.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
How many know God ain't never been without a witness? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible said that the Holy Spirit is the witness that we are the children of God. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And by him, we cry out what? Abba, Father. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But in this particular scripture right here, he said, if you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the devil trying to throw some word in there. For it is written. He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you not strike your foot against a stone. Let me tell you something. That scripture that he quoting is a protection scripture.
Mm-hmm.
What he's trying to do, what he was trying to do was make Yahshua tempt the Lord his God.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Putting him in a position to commit suicide. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That scripture is only when we fall or when we're in a certain position to where God has said, okay, now I got to help you. Not for us to put ourselves in a position.
Come on.
He's trying to use a protection scripture and turn it into a suicide scripture for him to jump off and commit suicide. Tell me, if you jump off this high pinnacle, God will catch you. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But look at what Yahshua said in verse 7. Jesus answered him and said, it is also written. Come on here, somebody. You got to know what's written. Come on. Even when the enemy tries to hit you with scripture, but see, the thing about the enemy is that he'll never quote it in the right context. Whenever he quotes scripture, it's always out of context. It's always out of the truth of what God is really saying. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on. That's it.
He knows a little scripture. Why? Because he used to guard the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, boy,
he was an anointed cherub. And anointed cherubs are those who guard the word. Hallelujah. So that's why he knows some word. But he won't quote it in the right context because it is set him free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So he can't quote it in the truth, because there ain't no truth in him. Come on here, somebody. He's a father of lies. So everything that come out of him is a lie. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's
where he messed up at.
Yeshua says in verse 7, Jesus answered, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. In other words, don't tempt the Lord our God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then in verse 8, he said, well, I can't get him there. I can't make him do something out of character. He won't do that. Let me try again. Look at him in verse 8. Again, the devil told him, took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
Mm.
Look at what he said. He said, all this, I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. So he showed him all the world and everything in the world, but he forgot that the world says for us not to love the world, neither the things in the world. And Yahshua already had everything anyway, because the Bible says that the earth is the Lord, and the things that they are, and they are the brothers. So how can you offer me something that's already mine? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, how you going to give me something that I already possess? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil lies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, amen. And these are the same tricks he uses on people today.
Amen.
He ain't got no new trick bag. Hallelujah. All he do is jump into the old trick bag and tempt folks with the same old trick.
Amen.
Now, here what gets me when I hear people say, that's old.
Mm-hmm.
If it's so old, how is it that he keep using it and keep working on folk? Hallelujah.
Come on. That's right.
That's because we got to get in our mindset like Yahshua that the victory is where? In our mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
You got to know what's written. Hallelujah.
You got to know what's written.
Amen.
Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's trying to show him the world. He's trying to give Yahshua the word. You better just what Yahshua said to him in verse 10. Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan."
Yes.
For it is written, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So he couldn't get him to worship him. Hallelujah. And guess what? After he couldn't get him to worship him, guess what he did? In verse 11, he says, "Then the devil left him." Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he couldn't find no fault, hallelujah, in him.
Yes.
Come on here, somebody. He couldn't find no place in him.
Yes,
so because of the word of God, hallelujah, he couldn't fight back against the word that he left.
My.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Some of y'all try to figure out how to get the devil to leave. Just start speaking the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of them the enemy don't like the word? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to clear your atmosphere? Start speaking the word in the atmosphere. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody
give God a shout for his word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, "And then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him." How many know that when the devil leaves, that the holy angels will come in? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, the angel of the Lord can't come till the devil leaves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They come to strengthen because they knew he needed strength and he had just went through what? A test under the most high.
Yeah.
And he passed the test under the most cool.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Tell your neighbor, say neighbor.
Hallelujah.
It's time to pass the test under the most cool.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Somebody
Jesus.
Give God praise. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whether the anointing of God is still flowing, go to Mark 11 and 23. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is everybody getting blessed tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mark 11 and 23. Hmm.
11:20,
Bishop? 11 and 23. God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Is everybody there?
That's Mark 11.
Mark 11 and verse 23.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, she says, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea. And does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." Come on here, somebody.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Can I say something with you tonight that's going to help you, beloved?
Hallelujah.
Are y'all
Amen.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Amen.
When you speak to anything Don't speak at it. Speak to it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because when you speak at it, it won't obey you. But when you speak to it, that's when it will obey you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. God said a lot of us been speaking at the devil, but haven't been speaking to the devil. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Come on, baby.
Because when you speak to it, he will obey. A lot of us been speaking at our situation, but not to it. Come on, here, somebody. When you speak to it, it affects it to the root. Come on, here, somebody. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, he didn't speak at the fig tree. He spoke to it. But he actually spoke to the root of it. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the next morning, Peter saw the evidence of it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because it manifests where? Into the natural. Come on, here, somebody.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Because all of this came behind him cursing the fig tree because it looked like it had something that it didn't. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
And a lot of folk is going around looking like they got something that they really don't. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
When Yeshua saw the tree from afar off, it looked like it had fruit till it got close to it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever been saw somebody from afar that looked like they had something that they didn't? And the Bible said Yahshua, when he got to the tree, he was hungry. Come on, here, somebody. He needed some fruit. Not leave.
Yes.
Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. And because the fig tree couldn't feed Yahshua, even though it wasn't the season, it still should have produced for the one that created it. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. How you not going to feed the one that made you? Come on, here, somebody.
Come on.
Yeah. And God said, I'm shutting down things that wouldn't feed me. People is blaming it on the coronavirus, but God said the virus ain't the reason.
Come on now.
We wasn't feeding him before the virus. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
My God.
And God is saying, now I done put Ichabod on the door. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
So now what you're going to see is a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Because when we step up and take our place against this virus, come on here, somebody. God never told us to shut that down. Hallelujah. Don't you know, amen, we ain't never shut that down. We kept going because God said, you better not stop. You better turn it up, boy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on now. In the name of Jesus. Come on now.
Because if you said I got all power, then this is the time that you got to let my power show. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying, if we don't decree it, who going to decree it? Come on here, somebody. The world can't decree it because they don't know him like we do. God is saying, I chose you as the world to show forth who I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we're getting more afraid of the virus in the world. Come on here, somebody. We tell them, don't come to church. Hallelujah. Why? We're only test them. Come on. What the word say? Glory to God. God said, I've given you authority. Hallelujah.
That's what he said.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can't hear no praises now. Hallelujah. God is saying,
hallelujah.
yesterday, today, and forevermore. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
How many know that God put the power in our mouth? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
He said, if I gave you power to speak to a mountain, why would I give you power to speak to a virus? Hey! He said, if the mountain will obey you, the virus will obey you, because everything will bow at my what? Feet. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Ow.
Yes, Lord. It's in your mouth, hallelujah.
In your mouth.
But a lot of us is fearful. Can I share something with you, and we're going to close on this here, hallelujah. What the Lord gave me on fear.
Go ahead.
Please write this down. Amen. What the Lord gave me on fear is this. He said, you fear what you don't know.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You fear what you don't know. Once you know a thing, it becomes impossible for you to fear it. Hallelujah.
Amen, Bishop. Amen.
Did everybody catch that?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People fear what they don't know. That's why when you don't know something, the enemy is able to grip you with fear. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
He said we fear what we don't know. And then he said
Amen. We
fight against what we don't understand. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anytime you don't understand something, you fight against it. Why? Because you don't understand it. Hallelujah. And the lack of understanding causes us to be what? Defensive. And so we fight against it because we don't know how it is. We don't understand it. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all your wisdom, get what? An understanding. Why? Because the understanding is what brings what? Peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Let me share something with the child of God. That's why he didn't fear when he had to go to the cross, because he understood it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the power is not in your hands. But it's in my Father's hand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And
then when they came for him, he didn't fight against him because he understood what was going on. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I could have called a legion, 12 legions of angels to come to my defense, but I didn't because I understood what was happening. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
And you only fight against what you don't understand. But he said, I understand this, so
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to fight against it. Come on, hear somebody.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And God said, that's why I'm raising up a people that don't have no fear in them. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because God's spirit can't come where there's fear. That's why every time he came to the disciples, the first thing he said was what? Fear not. Hallelujah.
Right, oh man.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all still with me tonight? Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, I've given you power to speak. Hallelujah. To your mountains. I've given you power to speak. To diseases. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He said it will only obey you if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you said will come to pass. It will what? Obey you. He said, don't doubt. Doubt means there's fear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to give your God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. While the Spirit of God is flowing, amen. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now because I feel God doing something. Begin to love on him. Begin to worship him. Begin to let him know.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God has put healing in your mouth. God has put deliverance in your mouth. God has put salvation in our mouth.
Come on here, somebody.
I just heard the Lord say to you
and our child of God, he said the prophetic is about to hit your life like never before. The prophetic is about to be turned up.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on now.
Watch God. The prophetic, God said revelation knowledge. That's what God is doing. He's unveiling.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, no, everybody can't go behind the veil. God is bringing us in.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, hallelujah.
Isn't it funny that the only one that seen him transfigure was Peter, James, and John? It was so holy that Peter, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to say. He said, it is good for us to be here. Hallelujah. Why? Because he had never shown his full identity to nobody.
Come on now.
But when God chooses you, he will transfigure, hallelujah, in front of you. He will show you his fullness. Come on here, somebody. God has said, I'm ready to unveil myself to you.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to see what other people is not going to be able to see. Because I chose you to see it. Come on, here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to worship him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, amen, I'm going to turn it over into the hands of my dear brother, amen, elder, amen. Come on
amen.
In.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
We need to open up our mouth and give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
You can't be worried about him going in. Hallelujah. You can't be worried about being embarrassed about praising God. Hallelujah. God said, if you're going to be embarrassed about praising me in front of your friends, I'm going to be embarrassed about knowing you in front of my Father. Hallelujah.
Hey,
praise God.
That cool. Yeah, that about son, though.
Hallelujah. It's in our mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's in our mouth. Praise God. All we got to do is speak that thing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you strengthen him. Hallelujah. Replenish him,
yes,
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. The virtue that he has poured out onto your people on tonight. Hallelujah. Continue to
yes,
lead
God.
Him and guide him. Continue to mold him
yes,
and shape
God.
Him, Lord. Continue to order him.
Yes, God.
You said the steps of a
yes,
good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you,
yes,
Lord, for
God.
Ordering his steps on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we
yes,
thank you
God.
For destiny on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank God. You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord, that all things are working for his good. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
he loves God. Hallelujah. Because God foreknew him. To conform to the image of
hey,
Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you all tonight.
Yes, God.
And we praise you all tonight. Thank you for your word.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you for that word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Help us to see, Lord, that if we believe what we say, it shall come to pass.
Hey,
in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We praise
yes,
you. We magnify. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah
amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You know, when you go to the concerts, they scream the whole time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
When you go to the basketball, when you go to the football game, they screaming the whole time. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm.
And they ain't helping you get saved. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hey.
Amen. And you done spent $60, $70 for a ticket. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, give you a name for free. You ought to be praising him. You ought to be magnifying him. You ought to be shouting. You ought to be making some noise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you coming away with something. Hallelujah. God
yes,
ain't entertaining
God.
You. He's teaching you. Hallelujah. God ain't entertaining you. He's molding you. God ain't entertaining
yes,
you. He's watching you. Hallelujah. God
yes,
ain't entertaining you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for that word on tonight. It's in our mouth. Hallelujah. We got to remember
yes,
that when we
God.
Go out. Hallelujah. When we're not on the line. When we're not in church. When we're not around the church folks, the quote-unquote church folks, we got to remember this in our mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We got to remember to speak life. I like the way the man of God said he gave us a command. A lot of people say, you know, Elder, he gave us a choice. He said, I gave you death and life, choose life. He gave us a choice. I say, you read that wrong. Hallelujah. You read that wrong. He said, I gave you death and life, choose life. He didn't say, I gave you death and life, now choose whichever one you want to. See, that's the problem.
Mm.
We want to do what we want to do, and we're going to take the
uh-huh.
word and take it from what instead of what it's saying. He said, I gave, like the man
yes,
of God
yes.
said, I gave you a test, gave you the answer to the test. How you get it wrong?
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. How you get it wrong when I didn't gave you the answer? Hallelujah. The answer ain't whatever you wanted to be. It's what I told you to be. It said, that's my commandment.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, come on there. Hallelujah.
You're supposed to be guarding this commandment and you just letting it go. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
That's why Jesus says, they talk about I love you. That's what we say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Yahshua. I love you, Yahweh. I love you, Elohim. I love you, God. I love you, Allah. Whatever you're talking, you say you love me. But Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Hallelujah.
My commandments. That's
praise God.
That's
hallelujah. And you mad at God. You asking God to bless you when all you need to bless yourself and keep his commandments. Hallelujah. You curse
on,
because
Lord,
you chose church. That's what you chose. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. He has been on fire all week long. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is day number six. Hallelujah. Service number two on day number six. Praise God. The man of God already came forth with a word this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. And if we was in the world, we say he's putting in overtime. Praise God. He's doing, if he was a performer, hallelujah, we say he's doing two shows today. He got another show tonight.
Yeah.
He got to hurry up and get our tickets for that. If it was Cat Williams, you would have been in line. But I'm not going to go there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you have any comments on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Was anybody touched by this word? Hallelujah. Do you have a testimony on the goodness of the Lord on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you have a prayer request, we want to hear those also. We want to hear the prayer request just so we can hear the testimony later. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't catch that. We want to hear the prayer request so we can hear the testimony later because we got confidence in God. God said in his word, for those of you that got a prayer request, Jesus said this, the word said this, the word said, whatever you so desire when you pray, believe, hallelujah, that you have received it, hallelujah, and you shall have it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he took it a step further. He took it a step further in another scripture. He said, when two or more agree on a thing in the earth, hallelujah. When we come together tonight and we call it, in the church they used to call it touching and agreeing, hallelujah. When we touch and agree on a thing, when we pray to God together and we all show the confidence, hallelujah, that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah. The Bible says whatever we unleash on earth, he will unleash in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
It all goes back to what the man of God said in his word. It's in your mouth. Hallelujah. If you believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say this and I'm going to open the line. Somebody say, well, Elder, I said it. It didn't happen. It was two steps to that. He said, if you believe it in your heart. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. So you can say something
praise
that you
God.
Really don't. You really don't believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just do it. Lord have mercy. But we're going to open up the line.
Yes,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, on today, amen. Let's hear it. The throne of grace is open. Hallelujah. Come forth at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I have a testimony.
Amen. Go ahead.
You know, I just want to say I enjoyed that word, and God always got confirmation. I spoke to a young woman today, and me and her, we were talking about some things in biblical. And you know what? The first thing came out of my mouth was, it's in your mouth.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That thing, confirmation.
Come on now.
In your mouth.
Bless you, mother. Your glory.
Yeah. She told me, she said, you pray about it. She said, I see, I'm going to pray about it. But I said, but it's in your mouth. So it's just confirmation that God is using the men and women, the man of God. Apostle Curry came on here. I mean, whatever you say, I mean, God get it going. And he's
amen.
Standing on it. Yeah, I'm standing on it. I'm a believer of God.
Yes.
I know whatever God say is true. We just got to do it. in your ears, yeah. in your mouth. I experienced saying things in my past, and it was true. And that's why I shouldn't have said that. I hated what I said because it came to pass. And I realized it was in my mouth.
My God.
I realized power is in the tongue. I realized you have to be careful, like the pastor say, of what you say. Because life and death, that's life and death. It's in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to that woman of God, and me and her was talking, and I had to pause on what she said. And I said, well, it's in your mouth. She said, you feel bad. And I got right on this line, and I heard, it's in your mouth.
Hey, double cool, Tada Boston.
God is working. And y'all have to accept it and be waiting because it say he say in his word it might not come when we want it to, like the son say. But God is always on time.
Yeah.
We might be in a hurry, but God is always on time.
Yes, he is.
So remember that. It's in your mouth. Thank you, Apostle Curry. I love you. I love the word.
I love you too, my brother.
That's God. That's God. Yeah. That's a word from God. That ain't him doing that. You may think it's him, but it's not him. It's God. Hallelujah. So I just want to tell y'all to grab a hold to that word because he's coming.
Yes,
thank you, Apostle. And thank you, man of God. Andre, Pastor Andre, thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Mother Alberta on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel the Holy Spirit all over you right now. Hallelujah.
I got it.
Hallelujah. You rocking back and forth in your chair right now. Hallelujah. You rocking back and forth right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hey, man, do we have another testimony on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God.
This is Linda from Palmdale. Good afternoon, church family.
I had
laid down to take a nap earlier today, and I was on the line speaking with someone. And I said, you know what? I used to call the prayer line about 5:20, 5:15. But I fell asleep, and God is so good. He woke me up exactly at 5:20, so I was able to call the line and come on in. And I want to just thank the Lord. You know, I could have overslept and missed you guys. So I just want to continuously to praise him and thank him for the many blessings he's thrown upon my, on me and my household. And I'm constantly praying that he will continue to bless everyone that's on the prayer line, and even my enemies. And I just want to thank him for who he is.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank you, Linda, from Palmdale. Praise God. God woke up just in time to hear the word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God knew. That's why we say ain't no accident. Ain't no coincidences. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's God moving. Praise God. God don't need no alarm clock.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. All he got to do is nudge. Hallelujah. It's time, sister. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to hear this word because it's in your mouth. Praise God. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah.
I want to thank him. I mean, it was exactly 5:20, and I was like, wow, God did it for me. He woke me up. I didn't want to miss.
Hey, hallelujah. God is good all the time. Praise God.
All the time.
Amen. Do we have another testimony or prayer request on the line on today? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the
Lord.
Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm coming to remind give God the glory about what he's doing in all of our lives.
Yes.
Amen. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures all generations.
All generations. Hallelujah.
And I just want to thank him tonight for the prayer line, and I want to thank him tonight for his mercy.
Yes.
His mercy brought us out of our sins, and his mercy will keep us out of our sins.
Yes.
And his truth, it endures to all generations.
Yeah.
And I want to give him glory on tonight because he's a keeper. He's a God that keeps you and helps you to endure your trials and helps you to overcome temptations. He's a God of promise, a God of prosperity, a God of the now, a God of goodness and truth. Oh, my God. He's a God everlasting until everlasting until everlasting until everlasting. He's a King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He is victor over victory. He is the victory in my life. Oh, I give him glory. He triumphs.
Hallelujah.
He's a triumph of my heart. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hey, glory to God. I just want to praise him on tonight.
Yes,
I thank him for his strength in me. I thank him for his power in me. I thank him for his love in me. Oh,
yes,
God, a God of kindness, a God of understanding. Oh, he's God. He's just God. He's just God. And I want to thank him tonight for being God all by himself.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, God.
I love him so much.
God.
I love him so much. He's my friend. He's my everything. And I just want to praise him on tonight, saints. I want to give him glory on tonight.
Hallelujah.
He is everything I need, everything I want,
yes,
everything I desire.
Yes,
all I want is Jesus. You know, I was singing this song the other day. It says, get the attention off of you and put the attention on Jesus. And I tell you, that song just burned on the inside of me. And I just want to thank him. I want to thank him. I just want to thank him, y'all. I love him so much. And I give him all the glory. And I give him all the honor because he's God. He's God all by himself, saints. Hallelujah. And I want to thank him. I just want to thank him. I don't have nothing to say, but I appreciate the prayer line. I thank y'all for praying for us. I thank y'all for praying for the nations. I thank y'all for praying for the body of Christ. I thank y'all for praying for the people of God, because we got to stay on our toes, y'all. We got to stay in prayer, y'all. We got to pray for God's people, y'all, that they might be saved and sanctified, y'all, and baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire, that he might snatch them out of to be but by fire. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that your praise, I hear the Lord saying, praise me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God.
I hear the Lord saying, praise me. Hallelujah,
praise.
Thank you, Jesus. I hear him saying, praise me. Hallelujah, he said, praise me. Oh, Lord, we adore you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. You're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy. You're worthy, Jesus. We honor you. We love you, Jesus. We honor you, God. You're worthy. Oh, my head. I never, you know, you're so worthy, God. And we love you, Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor, God. You're so worthy and you're so kind. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. And your truth endures to all generations. We love you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
We love you, Jesus. We adore you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, for remaining faithful to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is worthy to be praised. God bless you all. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for that testimony. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, he is worthy. Hallelujah. That's love right there. That's the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, another reason we need to testify, praise God, is because you ever talk to a couple and they say, hallelujah, I don't have to tell them I love them, they know. Hallelujah, praise God. But then when you talk to the other person, they say, I don't know because they never tell. Hallelujah, praise God. We run around here saying God knows our heart. Hallelujah, praise God. But when is the last time you told them what your heart say? Hallelujah. When was the last time you told God that you love him? Hallelujah. Praise God. When was the last time you cried out and say, Lord, I love you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Not because of what you can do. Not because of what you don't do. Hallelujah. Not because of what you have done. But simply because of who you is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we have another one on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we truly thank God. Hallelujah for the movement. Hallelujah of the Lord. Amen. This week. Praise God. Hallelujah. We on night number 6. We on Saturday night. Hallelujah. Remember, this was the night we tried to get home early because we had to go to church in the morning. Oh, y'all will remember them days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But see, amen. God is with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we've been partying. We've been having a Holy Ghost party all week. Praise God. And the man of God said earlier, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. On night 6, the double service on today. If you know the man of God, amen, and you have been blessed by the word, we want to encourage you, amen, to give. If the Lord put it on your heart, hallelujah, give to the man of God. So, hallelujah, into the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't miss out on your blessing. How many of you know if God's going to bless you for blessing him? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. For blessing the man. When you bless the man of God, it's like you're blessing God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God is going to bless you for blessing him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And man of God, the man of God has some information about the seed, this particular seed you can sow into the ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Man of God, do you have that information? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle, you there? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He might be. Are you on mute, Apostle? Praise God. He might have got kicked out. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hopefully he'll be back in a second. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we truly thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for everything God has been doing this entire week. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe we'll be back on tomorrow night as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Day seven. Hallelujah. We coming with day seven tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Apostle Curry will be coming forth, bringing forth another word from the Lord. Hallelujah on tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He got that. If you need the word, guess what? We got that word. Hallelujah. Come get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In the world, they say they call it the plug. We the plug. You want the word? We got it. Hallelujah. We the connection. You need that word. Hallelujah. Yeah. I hear you, Apostle. Praise God. Could you give them some information on the seeds they can sow? Hallelujah. Praise God into the ministry. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, man of God. Yes. Amen. As I've been going over every night now concerning the seed offering, amen. Father God, I just want to encourage everyone to get your seed in, amen, so that you can begin to reap the harvest. I mean, know that you can't get a harvest without a seed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're waiting on God, but God said, I'm waiting on you.
Yeah.
Because the minute you obey God, it unlocks everything you need. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
So if you want God's hand to be unlocked, then you have an elbow. Cool, Yadamah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God said, when you open up your hands, I'm going to open up my hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how many know that we can't be God-given?
That's right.
Amen.
So I'm thankful right now to God for what he's about to do. Amen. There is an awakening seed, which we had the first night. The second night was the shake it off seed. The third night was a rise and shine. Hallelujah. Mm. Fourth night was love is the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then number five is my condition put me in the position for the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then we got this morning and right now, which is it's in your mouth. Amen. I just sense God is getting ready to bless us with some awesome blessing from this word right here. Because whatever you need God to do, it's in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you, amen, be obedient to the voice of God and whatever he's telling you to sow it.
Hallelujah.
And watch God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a hand of praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And if you know the man of God personally, amen, go up, sow that seed. Hallelujah. Amen. And watch the harvest come. Hallelujah. Praise God in your life. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the plan of God on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And know that it's good ground. I believe it's good ground. And I have not met him face to face. And I can see it, Lord. Somebody say thank God for the sermon on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the man of God. Amen.
Pastor Andre.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
May I say something?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all want to reap a harvest, sow into the ministry. God is telling me to tell you, sow into the ministry and do it quickly, because you know what, whether you know it or not, you already getting paid. You already getting the salary. You already getting the income, because the word been going forth every night. See, God don't charge for what he do. You know, but God, we can't be God's giving like he said And it reminded me of the prophet, I guess, Elijah, when he went into that town and he blessed that widow woman, the woman that didn't have kids and was married to the older gentleman. She had a husband build the prophet a room in her home. Because you know what? She know God sent him there to bless the town. And he knows so much about her, and she's wondering, why has this happened? He even blessed her with a child. And she said, because you blessed me with this child can't die. That child died, and he laid on that child 3 times, and that child came back to life. Why? Because he gave her a prophecy about the child. So God, that's just proof. I'm trying to build a room in my house for somebody. It's a blessing in giving. Now, I couldn't exactly explain that verse in the Bible, but God got a reason for every season. But you know what?
Yes,
he owned the cattle on the 1,000 hill. He owned everything. And if he owned the cattle on the 1,000 hill, he owned what we got. So it's a blessing to be a blessing. Bless the ministry.
Amen.
And you can't be God's giver. Now, I guarantee you, I've been blessed ever since I've been on the prayer line.
I've been
blessed. I've been having texts come in the mail. I've been blessed by the word of God because I'm learning. And God is doing it. He didn't come walking up in my house, but he sent somebody to do it.
Amen.
So he sent the man of God to bring a word. And don't think, we paying him. We paying God. We showing God his appreciation. So I'm going to hand it back over to Brother Andre. I'll be mixing his name up. But thank you for coming on and thank you for helping me. Just thank you, because this is a God thing. This is about God. Thank you all for coming.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Alberta. Praise God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Sir, you're doing some things in each and every one of our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We gotta, it's in our mouth. We gotta keep confessing it. Hallelujah. Even when we don't see it, we gotta keep confessing it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
When your wallet looks empty, you gotta keep speaking abundance. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You gotta believe. We gotta believe this thing. Amen. It don't do no good to call in and we listen to the apostle and we listen to the scriptures and we say, and we don't, hallelujah, do what the word tells us to do. Remember when Jesus said, it's like the man, it's 2 men. One of them heard the word and dug down, hallelujah, amen, to the rock. Hallelujah, amen. And when the winds came, his house didn't fall down. Praise God, but somebody else heard the word and went on, but they didn't practice the word. Hallelujah. They didn't do what the word told them to do. They didn't believe the word. Hallelujah. So they didn't dig down to the rock, and when the winds came, hallelujah, their house fell down. It's time for us to get the digging on this word. Praise God. That's why the Lord sent the man of God with this revival, sent the woman of God with this revival. Hallelujah, amen, because it's time for us to dig down deep, hallelujah, and put a foundation on that thing. Praise God. And Jesus has got to be the foundation. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen, for everything he's doing, everything he has done, and everything that he's going to do. Hallelujah. Everything is in the process. We don't even know it's done yet. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We just going to walk in. We just ready to walk in the stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We get ready just to walk in the stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like you just stumble on something. I remember one time me and my wife was walking and we found a gold chain on the ground, and we was broke at the time. We just stumbled on the gold chain. Hallelujah. Took it to the pawn shop and got some money for it. Praise God. We getting ready to stumble on some more things. Hallelujah. Praise God. And how we going to compare? Hallelujah. Praise. What the scripture say? Eyes have not seen. Hallelujah. Ears have not heard. My God, we got to believe that. Hallelujah. We got to believe that. Do you believe it tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God again. Hallelujah. It's in our mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out of the abundance of our heart. Oh, hallelujah. Get it in your heart and get exited out your mouth and watch God manifest it in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man of God, amen, has brought forth a dynamic word on tonight, and we thank God for him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are we coming back tomorrow night or are we doing Monday night, Apostle? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're coming back tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're coming back tomorrow night at the same time. Hallelujah. Same channel. Praise God. I don't know if it's a revival or this is turning into a nightly program. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Call this time to wake up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God for what God is doing. Hallelujah. The manifestation that is coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's already in the mail. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord says. It's already, not necessarily in the mail. Hallelujah. But it's already on the way. Hallelujah. It's already being delivered. Hallelujah. We got to thank God for it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we will be reconvening tomorrow night at the same time. Hallelujah, on the same channel, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And the man of God will be coming forth, bringing forth another dynamic word on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. So be ready for that word. Hallelujah, amen. And we getting ready to close out on the night once again. We thank God. We give honor to wherever honor is due on tonight. Praise God. And we thank God for you taking the time out to join us to hear the word of God on tonight. And I want to turn it back over to the man of God, hallelujah, to dismiss us on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. And we will be back on tomorrow night. Man of God, hallelujah, it is in your hands once again. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everyone, amen. Glory to God. I'm glad everyone has been blessed. You matter all minds and hearts clear right now. Is there anything that anybody wants to say? Amen. Before we go to the throne of grace to dismiss.
I appreciate you.
Amen. Bless you, mother.
That's letting us know, but our tongue is a deadly weapon. Whatever we speak, it'll come to pass.
Amen.
I'm so glad that, you know, letting us, you're refreshing our memory that you got to be sincere in what you're saying and know what you want and want what you
Amen.
Want to get together. That's impactful for it. I was just telling not too long ago, I was telling her, I said, I don't need no time clock. If God don't wake me up and mean you want me to rest, and then the man of God came right back and said the same thing. So that was just a confirmation that letting me know that we on tune with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Have nothing that you have told me have not came true. It all came true. Even if it wasn't
Amen.
What I wanted it to be, but it came true. And I'm
yes, Lord.
So I'm being attacked.
Yeah.
Amen.
And just telling Amen. People to hold on. Hold on. God is on the throne.
Yes, God.
And I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
The best thing that could have happened to me is no revival.
Yes, God. Know. Hallelujah.
But if nobody
yes,
else, I need it.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And thank
Amen.
God.
We thank God on tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
And praise God for your testimony, Mother. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Pastor Corey, the young lady came on before and testified. I forgot her name, but she was on here just a few minutes ago testifying. I want to know if she's still on the line. I know she know my voice. If she would come back to the line of, I think it's Victoria Vic. Well, maybe she got off, but I wanted her to come back on the line and introduce herself. This probably the third time she's been online.
Amen.
I got to get her name correct.
Amen. Well, we thank God tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you and praise you for what our ears have heard tonight, Father, for what our hearts understand tonight, God. We thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for sending your word tonight and healing us, God. We give you praise, the glory, and honor, and the adoration tonight, God. We ask you, Father, to continue to lead and guide us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening us, oh God. Hallelujah. And, Father, keep us, Lord, until we meet again, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are awoke, oh God, and we're ready, oh God, to step into the next dimension of what you have for us tonight. We bless your name, God, because we know, God, that the victory is in our mouth. So we will, God, bless you at all times. And thank you, oh God, for the victory that you have put in our mouth. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody shout to God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank everybody for joining us tonight.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say we thank everybody for joining us tonight, and I normally leave with a worship song, but hallelujah, I want to leave y'all with a song, hallelujah, just tonight that's going to make y'all think, hallelujah, praise God. Mm-hmm. What if God was unhappy, hallelujah, with our praise, hallelujah. Y'all have a blessed night, go with God, and hallelujah, as the man of God say, you are dismissed, hallelujah, and we love y'all, praise God.
Yes, we do. Hallelujah.
What if God is unhappy with our praise? What if he is not pleased with the words we say? What if he takes away his love and his spirit from us? Change the way. must change the way we talk. For we must live the life that's pleasing to our King. For we must reap God's holy work and let His praises be heard. The Lord, just be believing. 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 The Lord. The Lord, just be believing. The Lord, just be believing. The Lord, just be believing. Without prayer.
You're right. so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of Yeah.
the rain? Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.